13. Hodges gets a good whiff of himself on his way back into the city and decides to divert to his house long enough for a veggie burger and a quick shower. Also a change of clothes. Harper Road isn't much out of his way, and he'll be more comfortable in a pair of jeans. Jeans are one of the major perks of self-employment as far as he's concerned. Pete Huntley calls as he's heading out the door to inform his old partner that Oliver Madden is in custody. Hodges congratulates Pete on the collar and has just settled behind the wheel of his Prius when his phone rings again. This time it's Holly.
Where are you, Bill?
Hodges looks at his watch and sees it's somehow gotten all the way to 3:15. How the time flies when you're having fun, he thinks. My house, just leaving for the office.
What are you doing there?
Stopped for a shower, didn't want to offend your delicate olfactories. And I didn't forget about Barbara, I'll call as soon as I...
You won't have to. She's here, with a little chum named Tina. They came in a taxi.
A taxi? Ordinarily, kids don't even think of taxis. Maybe whatever Barbara wants to discuss is a little more serious than he believed.
Yes, I put them in your office.
Holly lowers her voice.
Barbara's just worried, but the other one acts scared to death. I think she's in some kind of jam. You should get here as soon as you can, Bill.
Roger that.
Please hurry. You know I'm not good with strong emotions. I'm working on that with my therapist, but right now I'm just not.
On my way. There in 20.
Should I go across the street and get them Cokes?
I don't know. The light at the bottom of the hill turns yellow. Hodges puts on speed and scoots through it. Use your judgment.
But I have so little.
Holly mourns, and before he can reply, she tells him again to hurry and hangs up.